one stone-carved angel. I'm gristle and feather and bone. I won't be anyone's bird in a cage, no freak show on a stage, so leave me alone. I knew I was different ever since I hatched out, and I don't mean to stumble on rooftops and shout.
Won't Be Anyone's Stone-Carved Angel by Croissant Katie. Read by The Muse Calliope. Summary. People think she's just M's secretary and that she took a demotion. She doesn't view it like that. People think she's just his secretary, and she finds that endlessly amusing. Not laugh-out-loud, stomach-roiling funny. She's not that sort of person. But instead, the kind that makes her feel slightly smug, and ends up with her smirking at people. She's trained herself now, though, that her smirk just looks like a polite smile. Otherwise, someone would have filed a complaint about her by now. No one files complaints against Miss Moneypenny, though. And not only because she's the one who handles the complaint forms. She controls information to and from M. She controls who gets to see M and when. That is a position of power. If they want to get to M, they have to get through her. There's a reason why, historically, the people of importance controlled access to the king. Although maybe none of the agents have studied that. It's a shame. Eve thinks they could learn something. Although, really, she's not all that invested in any of the agents becoming smarter. They are dangerous enough as it is. Eve knows everybody's secrets, and how to make them known to the world just by filling out a few forms, and how to make it look like that was what they meant to do all along. They don't know that, though. They just think she's a secretary, someone who sits in the background, takes notes, and looks pretty. And whilst all of that is true, people focus on the background and the looks. They forget that she's taking notes on meetings with the highest secrecy levels. It's why she dresses to accentuate her looks more nowadays. It stops people considering other aspects of her. Idiots. They see pencil skirts and high heels and assume that means all she ever does, all she has ever done, is sit behind a desk. Eve sits behind a desk which has two guns hidden in it, garrote wire in her desk lamp, and in her desk tidy there's an electric shock pen, which remarkably still works as a pen, despite Q's best efforts. Her skirts might be slightly restrictive, but she always checks that there's enough movement in them. You never know when you might be caught off guard, after all, and whilst her heels might be high, that doesn't mean she can't run in them. Being able to run in 3-inch stilettos is one of those skills she feels justifiably proud of. It's not that she wasn't a good field agent. People seem to misunderstand that. She was excellent at it. One missed shot under less than perfect conditions does not a bad agent make. No, she likes it more. It's as simple as that. She feels like she's doing more. There are not as many obvious immediate results, but the results she gets are bigger and better. And yes, she misses getting to drive recklessly around foreign cities every now and again, but that's all right. She gets to drive through London and ignore all the traffic signs, and really, that's far more satisfying. Because Eve is M's secretary, but there's no just about it.
After a heady night out on the tiles, as the nightclub spill onto the street, there's vodka and wine and there's blood in the gutters. The drunkards, they mutter, unsteady on their feet. Wouldn't it be fine to climb up on the roof? See the lights of the city spread out like a galaxy, and with a little Dutch courage inside of might bring the ground a little nearer, might make these swirling lights clearer, might just topple this fear as the hinge of the year swings.